Jesse and Jules. Can't get enough. This is Hit.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, you got to be pretty happy if you didn't wake up with eye herpes this morning.
Wow. Wow, that is a very big way to start the
right?
show. Right? So why would I have eye herpes this morning?
Well, the thing is, okay, I'm getting this. Mel B, you know the Spice Girl, has come out saying she's had to defend herself. Because last week she posted a photo of her with like an eye patch.
Sure.
On, she was in hospital and she was like, yeah, I'm fine. Turns out though, she had eye herpes.
What is eye
I know, herpes? I have never heard of this before because automatically I'm thinking like a clustering mess.
Oh.
Like, you know, in her eye. She did go blind, like she went blind in her right eye. That's how bad it was.
Not permanently.
No.
Oh.
She's got it back now, but it was very, like, it was irritating, like, to the point where she had to go to the hospital.
Yee.
Anyway. Looked into it. So, it's not like, I don't want you to think like genital herpes in your eye. That's, I mean, where your mind goes to straight away. It's not like that. It's like a cold sore in your eye.
Okay.
Essentially.
Okay.
And it's the same virus as like chickenpox or shingles. See, it doesn't even, like, now it doesn't seem so bad.
Oh, okay.
You're just like, yeah, it's not something like,
but are you getting,
what's going on downstairs?
So, you're getting a cold sore on your eye.
In your eye.
Oh,
no, you got to think how much that would bloody hurt,
well,
right?
As a person who regularly gets styes on their eye.
Mm. Oh, yeah, like the little pimple. Mm.
Yeah, is it like that?
Yeah. Why, are you worried? You got eye herpes?
Oh, now I'm starting to think maybe it's the eye herpes flaring up. Oh, I don't know.
How often does it happen?
Oh, too often.
Tell Dr. Jules.
Any often is too often, right?
Oh, my God. Can we get a doctor on, please?
We need to go to the doctor today. Actually, let's get him on. Bring him to me.
Mel B, she's come out. She's just saying that, you know, she's all good. She is all good. But, I mean, eye herpes is a thing. If you didn't know it was, it is a thing.
The herpes you can really see.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean, sometimes the symptoms don't show up,
no,
you know?
Oh, well, you would know.
Would. Give yourself a good look in the eye.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With
Jesse and Jules.
When have your parents told you? You'll be right.
Yeah.
Walk it off.
You'll
be sweet.
And then 2 weeks later, turns out you had a broken leg, broken arm. Something really bad happened.
Something actually bad happened.
Yeah.
Had to get sorted out. Now, this did happen to me the other day. Obviously, broken my hand. We've all heard that story by now. If you haven't, got a little fracture in my finger at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just had to put it in a splint for 6 weeks or something. When it first happened, I wasn't sure. It was just a bit swollen.
Yeah.
And I was having this Mother's Day lunch and we're chatting and Dad was like, oh, when you come up to visit, you should come to basketball training and play with your younger brother and I. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I don't think so. Like, my hand's pretty busted. And he was like, nah, it's 3 days away. You'll be right.
Yeah. So what's your dad's like in his 40s? 50s?
50s, yeah.
50s? Yep. Geez, he's looking good for 50.
All right, settle down.
No, I'm not even kidding. Anyway, okay. But they're from that generation where it is just, you'll be right, walk it off, you know?
Grew up on the farm out in Boyup. Yeah. His old man
was not wrapped in cotton wool, so they say.
Mm, yeah, right? Well, they used to do, like, air rifle duels, like, where they'd shoot across from each other. And one time
what?
They got an air rifle pellet lodged in his cousin's leg, and they had to explain why it was in there.
Yeah.
And that they had been dueling with the air rifle.
Yeah.
And that he made an excuse and said that they were shooting at rocks and it bounced back and hit him in the leg. But his dad said, yeah, right. Well, you can walk that one off.
Oh, love it.
You'll be sweet.
Yeah. I mean, I find that parents are just like that, you know. And because sometimes kids can, like, downplay things as well, too. You know, fall off the trampoline, come running up, screaming, crying. And you're like, oh, you'd be right. Because you say that so the kid stops crying.
Yeah.
And they stop crying. You're like, oh, yeah, they're fine.
Sweet, no worries.
And then it hurts still a week or two later. Take him to the doctor. Next minute, got a broken arm. I mean, it just happens. I remember when I was a kid, I slipped into the river when I was washing my feet from all the mud. And when I slipped into the river, though, I stood on a stick. It went straight through my foot.
Ugh.
And I pulled it out because that was like my reaction. Walked up the bank and I'm like, Dad, a stick went through my foot. And he's like, looked at it, put a bit of water on it. He's like, nah, you'd be right.
With a
literally,
stick.
Well, the stick wasn't in my foot at the time and it was just covered in mud. But anyway.
And blood.
A couple of days later, Mum and Jules had to take me to the hospital because I was dying from a fever, literally.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was so bad. But we want to hear your stories this morning. Kids, dub your parents in. Parents, dub your kids in.
Yeah, and we will put all of our callers in the running for that $100 MVP prize. Thanks to the guys at Optus at Harvey Norman, your mobile phone destination. 13, 12, 16. When have your parents told you to just walk it off?
Scott from Treendale. Now, did you tell your kid? I feel like you're going to be the parent here saying you told your kid to walk it off.
No, not exactly.
Oh, okay. What happened?
So I was playing footy at school, and I can see why my mum and dad didn't believe me. I broke my arm on April Fool's.
Oh no, the worst day.
That's unfortunate.
And that just happened to be the last day before school holidays. Toughen up, it's not that bad. A week later, arm's really swollen. Anyway, mum and dad took me to the hospital and I had a broken arm.
Oh man.
And a week later, had it started to heal the wrong way?
No, so it was more of a fracture. It wasn't like snapped in half.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because there's nothing worse when you have to get that bone rebroken so they can plaster it up.
Yeah.
Alrighty, Beck from Calabarran. When have your parents told you to walk it off?
Oh no, it was actually me telling my son.
Oh, brilliant!
All
okay.
right, babe, what happened?
One Easter holiday weekend, he was playing at a playground at the Ravensthorpe fishing competition down in Hopetoun.
Yeah.
And his sister pushed him off the top of the slide.
Classic sister behaviour.
Yeah, and he came running up to me, and the poor little thing, he has a stutter, so when he's upset, his stutter gets worse, and he has to calm him down first.
Poor darling.
Yeah, so I'm holding his hand, trying to get him to calm down to tell me what happened, and he's going, oh, I fell off, and I'm saying, no, you're okay. You're all right. You're okay. And I'm holding his hands, and I'm shaking his arms just to calm him down and everything. Well, it turned out 2 days later we found out he'd broken his arm.
Oh!
Babe, how horrible did you feel?
Oh, so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
What was your reaction when the doctor told you that?
It was like, oh,
Had you told the doctor the story that you just told us, or did you get away without telling him?
No, I told.
Oh, no.
Babe.
And he just kept saying, oh, it's okay, Mum. It just hurts a little bit.
Oh. Little darling. Babe, honestly, don't worry at all, because there's heaps of people on our Facebook, mums and dads revealing when they've told their kids to walk it off.
Oh, I love it.
Now, possibly one of my favourites, Lorna said, my mum made me do swimming at school and said there was a dry bandage in the bag after she'd fallen over on the grass the day before. Turns out she'd broken her wrist and her mum made her go to swimming training.
Oh.
Anyway, and then she also put in this post, she said she was feeling guilty for making me go to swimming, and she's like, so you should, mother, and then tagged her in.
Oh, brilliant.
Just to bring it all up.
I love
it. Another of our listeners said that a school had called this mum to say that her daughter had collided with a player's shoulder while playing hockey. Turns out she actually, after x-rays and CT scans, she had two fractures in her cheek.
Whoa.
And once the swelling had gone down, had to get plastic surgery done.
Jeez.
And they found another fracture as well too, and had to put titanium plates in her cheek.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, these stories on our Facebook are next level. You want to, I shouldn't say laugh, but I mean... Like,
if you're okay, it's funny
with
now.
Some parents out there, jump on. We also want to hear your stories. So jump onto Facebook, hit FMWA.
This is The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
It is your Wednesday. It's time to sharpen things up a little bit, Julesy.
Yeah, we are playing Word Association Wednesday, where we've got 10 words and 20 seconds on the clock. You got to say the first thing that comes to your mind when a word is read out.
Now, would you like to go first this Wednesday?
As in I'm reading them out? Yes, I would.
Okay. All right, 20 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
Glitter.
Beer.
Revenge.
Mean.
Fat.
Stacks.
Insta.
Picture.
Sock.
Shoe.
Clive.
Palmer.
Spicy.
Meatballs.
Eye.
Herpes.
Cardi.
B.
Orange.
Wear Orange Wednesday. Did I make it?
Yes.
I will suffer through that.
I love it.
For anyone who is wondering
where you're getting eye herpes from,
why
Jesse?
That? Well, I don't know how you get it, but if you missed it earlier in the show, we did cover up on that very obscure topic.
Yes, no, Mel B has eye herpes. It's like a cold sore, but in your eye, not the other thing.
Also,
anyway,
really hope you're enjoying your breakfast at this point in time. Julesy.
Yep.
Ready to go. Sock.
Shoe.
Game of Thrones.
Sword.
House sitter.
Dog.
Cardi B.
Awesome.
Election.
Boring.
Jamie Oliver.
Cook.
ScoMo.
Prime Minister.
Eye.
Herpes.
Plane.
Fly.
Paper.
White.
Yes! Just scraped in before the buzzer.
Oh my goodness. Okay. If you think you can do the same, 10 words, 20 seconds on the clock, $50 Visa card is up for grabs if you can do that. Cass from Dunsborough. How you feeling this morning, babe?
Good. On the road to Perth for lots of coffee.
Oh, awesome. Oh,
okay, so you're wired up. You reckon you're sharp for your Wednesday morning?
I hope so.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put, we've got 10 words on the board, 20 seconds on the clock. All you've got to do is say the first thing that pops into your mind, okay?
All right.
Okay. I'm going to read the words out for you. So if I stuff it up, that's my fault.
Yeah.
No worries.
It's in fact, one of the easiest ways to get the win is to have Jules stuff
it up.
Is
have me read words out, seriously.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Beer.
Glitter.
Blue.
Shot.
Footy.
Tipping.
Cold.
Weather.
Word.
Game.
50.
Dollars.
Spicy.
Meatballs.
Pauline.
Hanson.
Ball.
Oh!
Sorry, I couldn't hear the last one.
Oh, ball.
Ball. Oh, ball. No.
Yeah.
Funny. Oh.
Oh, babe. How close were we? Sorry. We had one more to go. Monkey.
Sorry.
Monkey. Oh, wow. Can we just give it
monkey?
To her?
Bananas.
Yeah, see, she knows. All right.
You know what? Okay, I'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
You know why, Cass? When I answered the phone, I mean, you just made me smile. I love your vibes.
Oh, you've got to have a vibe when you're up at 5 o'clock.
Oh, girl. It. Oh, feels, girl. Feels.
Cass.
Monday to Friday.
You are brilliant, mate. Thank you for perking us up this morning and drive safe to Perth, all right?
Thank you. You make my Perth drives worth it.
Oh, God, girl.
I'm up every fortnight at the moment and keeps a smile on my face.
Oh,
thanks,
beautiful.
Mate.
Oh, have a safe trip, babe.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Love you, mate. See ya. Dirty before 6:30. But right now, the stories that are a touch more adult, and so they're early in the show, away from little ears. Now, this morning, we're talking nudity.
Awesome. Love nudity.
And I think this is perhaps the greatest news story of 2019.
Oh!
I know that's
a big call.
It's a big rap. But KABC in America.
What's that?
It's a news channel or something like that. Covering the hard-hitting stories, these guys. A lady called Rosie was going on a four-day holiday, and she needed a house/dog sitter.
Oh, right? Yes, yep.
And so she finds this lady called Casey on an app they call WAG, which helps you get like a dog sitter, right? And so this was her initial reaction when she found Casey.
She had 210 five-star reviews, and I'm thinking, okay, this is great.
I mean, perfect. 210 five-star reviews. That's
pretty good.
A lot, right?
Yeah.
So she goes away for 4 days.
Yeah.
Soon into her holiday, she gets an alert from her in-home security camera.
Yeah.
Right? It shows up with a little thumbnail on her phone, and she's like, this is a weird picture. So she opens up the security system and watches the footage.
Yeah.
Casey, the dog sitter, is lying naked on her couch watching TV.
Love it.
And there happens to be a bloke there as well.
Were they getting it on?
Well, allegedly that does happen at a later point in the story. But my favourite thing is that this has made the news with KABC, right?
Yeah.
And so they asked Casey why she did what she did.
Yeah.
It got hot. And as I said, I don't like wearing clothes.
And I mean, it's just fair logic, right?
Absolutely. I don't like wearing clothes either.
I mean, it gets a bit warm. It is a bit weird that it's not your house and that you're on someone else's couch.
Yeah, but if you're like house sitting somewhere, like you're expecting them to be away for 4 days, no one's going to come over because everyone knows that no one's there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't you feel comfortable
still
enough?
Putting your naked butt on someone else's couch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever been naked at home? Do you walk around naked at home?
Well, I've got housemates, so it's very rare that I get the opportunity.
Okay, but like, if you've laid on, you've like been on your couch.
But that's my couch.
Yeah, but how many asses have sat on there, Jesse? Like,
yeah, but they only have to in. Yeah, but anyway. Yeah,
you know what I'm getting at, right?
Also, like, my couch is leather, so you don't want it, you peel yourself off. Anyway, the thing that she got the most upset about is not that she had a guy around at the house, but it was the sofa. And the reporter hits Casey up about this.
She can't sit on her favorite spot any longer because she has the image of you being naked on that same spot. Do you understand that?
I do. Yeah. I do, and I feel terrible about it. And it was not something I did with intent or with malice.
And I get it. Like, poor Casey, she's painted as the villain in this whole story, right? Mm. Everyone on the news is seeing her and blurred pictures of her naked on somebody else's couch.
Oh, they blurred it.
Yeah, well, they put a little black box around there. The weirdest thing is that no one has gone, how weird is Rosie that she invited someone into her house and didn't tell them about the in-home security system.
See, that's not my biggest concern. You know where my mind goes to?
What?
No wonder Casey got over 205 star reviews. Everyone's got free porn. Let's go!
Trending now at hits.com.au.
So I was watching the news yesterday, Arvo, and glitter beer popped up.
Glitter
as
beer?
As a thing. Yes. Now, this apparently is now, I mean, some pubs over in Victoria, Melbourne, are selling glitter beer.
Classic Mel.
Now, UK actually jumped on this earlier in the year, about March. So Melbourne has only just jumped on as a thing. So it is actually like an edible glitter. Like, I don't want you to think that you can just go to your
craft store and
just go chuck glitter in your beer.
Mm.
But it is actually an edible glitter. So it is safe.
Yeah, okay.
And it does look pretty. As someone who is not a beer drinker.
Yeah.
Would give it a crack.
Okay. Is it flavoured at all or it's just glitter?
No.
Just for the look?
No, it's just the look. And it actually looks quite pretty. It makes the beer look very pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just see the glitter like floating around.
I'd say beer's quite pretty most of the time I see it.
Yeah, see, a lot of people who love beer would think that about beer. Whereas someone who doesn't drink beer, I don't think this is appealing.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, they may be trying to get a lot of, like, of us cosmopolitan drinkers on board, you know, because it's all about the grant.
Yeah, true. It's all about presentation.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, but it did get me thinking. I'm like, why wouldn't they just put them in, like, the girly drinks? Like, the ones, like, you know, I wouldn't mind an espresso martini with glitter in it.
True.
To make it look, you know, all glittery and
stuff.
They
do those super expensive ones where they put gold flakes on
it. Oh, look, yeah. I mean, they should have it anyway. Bloody cocktails are expensive enough. Set you back $10 to $15. $20 in some really expensive places. But the thing that I want to I want you to experiment with this.
Okay.
I want you to have a beer with glitter in it.
Yeah.
And then report later on if you pee in glitter. That's all I want to know.
Oh.
I just want to know, do sparkles shoot out later on in the day? Because if that's the case, I am ordering so much of this edible glitter and putting it on, I'm sprinkling on anything, on everything, so that when I go and do my thing, I mean, it is going to be like magical. It'd be like unicorns and rainbows.
I have some good news and some bad news for you.
Whoa.
From my year 12 human biology lessons, I'm pretty sure you won't pee glitter.
Why?
It would not be the pee end, it would be
the other end. Okay.
Which is not as...
I was kind of like thinking glitter's...
Happy-go-lucky,
glitter's just like corn, right? Like, no, you don't even have to eat corn. And then for some reason, corn will pop up. Pop out somewhere and you're like, I can't even remember the last time I ate corn.
Can't remember the last time. Oh, no, I did have that glitter last night. I want you, if we do this, check with your phone, use your torch, little disco ball sitting in the bowl down there. People be wondering what's going on in that stall.
Oh, if you want to find out what else is trending, hit.com.au. If you've tried glitter beer, if you want to try glitter beer, I mean, let us know. I want you to experiment.
If you experiment, let us know. Please, no pictures. Just, we will believe you at your word.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
Okay, we got Lisa Bumbunna. She's doing a school drop-off at the moment, but she wants to score that $150 Pan Pacific voucher.
Who would you like to have a crack at this morning, Lise?
You.
Okay, all right.
Okay, cool.
All right, Lisa, five questions.
You got to use your name to buzz in, girlfriend, and if you get it wrong, Jesse gets a chance and vice versa as well, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, question number one, this is a multiple choice question. People mourned the death of a celebrity animal this week. What animal was it?
Lisa.
What? Oh, do you don't want to hear the multiple choice?
No, I know who it is.
Okay.
Oh. Grumpy cat.
Yes, girl.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
Jesse. Oh. Okay, number two. What American musical comedy drama TV series is coming to Netflix? Take a guess.
Not sure.
Okay.
Nah, I got nothing.
Okay, no? Okay, zero. That's Glee.
Oh, right.
Question number three. The United Kingdom is comprised of how many countries?
Jesse, four.
Oh. Bonus points if you can name them.
England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland.
Oh, damn. Someone listened in geography. Boy. I had to read those out. I just learnt just then. Okay, question number four. Who plays the character Billy Madison?
Jesse. Adam Sandler.
Oh! Okay. Wait, does that mean you win? Oh, no, wait. Question number five, Lisa, if you get this, we go to a tiebreaker.
Okay. 2-1.
Retired professional surfer Taj Burrow was born in which WA town?
Lisa.
Okay, Lisa, what you reckon?
Margaret River.
Yelling up?
Oh,
can we say
no, I was going to say Yelling Up.
That was close.
No, you know what? Because, and I know a lot of Margaret River people and Yelling Up people wouldn't say this, but I would class them as the same.
Would you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We're so close to each other.
Oh, come on.
Okay, give me that tiebreaker question. Bloody hell. Oh, we're giving that to Lisa.
We got two each.
I thought that's what you're doing.
Lisa's giving us the rules now.
Yeah, right.
What company? Okay, ready? What company has the slogan, the burgers are better?
Jesse.
What is it?
Hungry Jack's.
Ah! Yes!
Oh, yes.
Sorry, Lise. I can't let you win on Hungry Jack's.
Oh, Chipotle burger. Jeez, I want one now. Lisa, thanks so much for playing with us this morning.
No worries.
It's back again tomorrow. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
This is The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
I reported yesterday that Fat Stacks, our Siamese fighting fish, passed away. Oh, don't do this every time I talk about Fat Stacks, the Siamese fighting fish.
It's a sad story.
No, I know, but the violins make it worse.
I feel like it adds the correct amount of ambience.
Anyway,
he's dead. He's gone.
I'm taking my headphones off so I can't hear it. So, he did pass away. Found out yesterday it was actually Fat Stacks 2 that passed away yesterday after Elliot revealed that he had replaced him whilst we were on the Mundabiddy because he didn't want me bunging on about it, so he says, when I got home. Now, the thing is, I've been feeling really terrible for the past 24 hours. About
a bit guilty.
Both Fat Stacks, both of them. Right? And I Googled, like, how long a Siamese fighting fish should last.
Yeah.
Because
we had him for, how long did we have him?
Over a year.
Yeah.
Like, just a little bit over a year.
I feel like goldfish lasts about 5 minutes, so that's probably pretty good.
Yeah, well, Siamese fighting fish apparently 3 to 5 years.
Right. Okay.
So I was feeling, I mean, that's where the guilt is, right? I'm like, damn it, he didn't even make it to 3 years. And so I've been really, really down on myself about this, you know, bad fish mum. But I went to dinner last night with a couple of girlfriends of mine.
Right.
And one of my girlfriends said to me, because we were having this discussion talking about Fat Stacks. She's a fish owner, fish mum as well.
Okay.
And she said to me, but you don't know how long Fat Stacks was in the pet shop for.
Brilliant.
Mind blown. And I'm like,
guilt removal.
Absolutely right. Fat Stacks could have been in that pet shop for 2 years.
You could have adopted him as a geriatric.
Absolutely. He could have been in his fifth year. I wouldn't even
know. Fish age so well.
That is very true. I didn't even notice any of the wrinkles. They don't go grey or anything.
Exactly.
How do you know how old a fish is?
Mmm.
So, I've come to a conclusion here.
Right.
I honestly think that pet shops should start issuing out birth certificates with their fish.
Yeah, no, right? Like it, really like it.
How long have they been in that tank for? When were, you know, when were they born? We don't need to know the details who their mum and dad is or anything like that.
Yeah, not interested in mum and dad.
I'd like to know where the fish come from.
Don't want them chasing up their family heritage later on in life. Yep. I'm your mum now.
But I would like to know when they were hatched out of the little eggs.
Right.
Yeah. And I thought that is really, that's really useful information to know, so that when your fish die, you're not there feeling guilty.
Yeah, and if there's a pet store out there that's doing this already and you're ahead of the curve, hit us up.
I'm sure I'm not the only person to be thinking of this, right?
Yeah. Birth certificates for your fish.
Yes.
Do you get birth certificates for other pets?
Yeah, Mitch got a birth certificate.
Yeah.
For the dogs.
Poor old fish getting ripped off
they
here.
They are seriously getting ripped off.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I'm going to make it a thing.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Jesse and Jules.
This morning for Am I Right, I want to know that when you put your shoes and socks on, that you go, sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Hmm.
Jesse goes, sock, shoe, which is just bloody unheard of.
Yeah, sorry, sock, shoe, sock, shoe. Yeah, that's
right.
I feel like
calling your parents. Who taught you this? It's the same scenario when your mate stood up to wipe his bum. Like, I'm just like, who taught them that?
It's true. I don't have anyone watching and, you know, checking on me while I put my shoes on. And so
no,
I feel like...
just like the theory behind it.
No, the theory is sound is because you put the sock on and you don't want anything to get on the bottom of your sock.
There's someone who puts a lot of logic into a lot of things and I just don't get this at all.
No, it's a solid logic. Anyway, let's let everyone decide on 13, 12, 16.
Jared from Capel, is it sock, sock, shoe, shoe? Or sock shoe.
You're correct.
Oh, thank
mate.
The Lord. See, Jared, we're normal people.
No.
See, Jesse, well, I don't know about you, but my work boots are outside in the carport, so I don't bring crap in the house.
Oh,
see,
okay.
That's a good
one. And I don't know if you've walked outside this morning at all, but it's pretty cold, and I don't want to be sitting outside for 10 minutes putting me socks and shoes on.
That's true. But see, mate...
I'll put me socks on inside, and I'll walk out and put my shoes on.
Yes!
But do you have slippers, mate? See, I'm a slipper man. I've got the slippers. So you put that on, you walk out to the door, and then
do you
the little changeover.
That's way too much effort.
Okay. Absolutely. Right. Jared, thanks for the call, babe.
Christy from Busso, settle this one for us. Which way is it? Sock, shoe, or sock, sock, shoe, shoe?
You do your socks and then you do your shoes.
No,
yes,
Christy.
Double sock, double shoe, girl. No. That's it, Jesse.
There's no...
We got two in the bag now.
All right.
No.
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you so much for the call, babe.
Very.
Okay, we got Angie from Bunners. Am I right? It's sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Definitely.
Oh, thank the Lord. I'm so glad that...
No.
No, because you are making me feel like I'm wrong here.
Yeah, no, you're not.
No.
Just happens that everybody else is also wrong.
Oh, my...
Angie, why? Why does it have to be sock, sock, shoe, shoe?
Well, you might not be ready to put your shoes on straight away.
True.
But you just put your socks on. That's the only prerequisite for putting a shoe on.
No, not really. What if you just want to cover your little toes?
That's right. Especially in this cold weather.
Absolutely.
If we had
and put your shoes on before you go out the door.
Angie, I feel like if we had done this in summer, the result would have been very different.
No.
No, still would have put your socks on first.
Mm. Anyway, I feel like...
Some people don't wear their shoes in the house, so you've got to put your socks on first.
Yeah, and then walk out and put your shoes on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, babe, thanks so much for the call. All right, we'll wrap this up with Steve-O very quickly. Steve-O, sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Well, first of all, I'd like to ask Jesse if he hit his head when he fell off the stripper's pole. But I'll have to go with Jules.
No!
Jules-ing, home for the win.
Clean sweep this morning.
If you walk through water, you might as well have both socks wet and one sock.
No, mate. But the beauty is that you don't have to have any socks wet.
Jesse, what are you talking about? You just walk around in thongs, even in winter. So, I mean...
True. That is true.
Yeah, you've got to have both socks on in winter.
sock, shoe, unbloody heard of. I've chucked this up on our own Facebook, by the way.
Yeah.
Hit WA, jump on, have your say.
Also, Steve-O, low blow bringing up the stripper pole again, mate.
Literally.
Cheers, mate.
Love it. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so all with me.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Yeah, look, I feel like... very disappointed.
Well, don't, because I did put this up on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
And There are a couple of people that are psychos like you and put sock, shoe. But I do want to read a couple of comments out for you because they're just having me dead this morning. Xavier said sock, shoe, and you won't hear it here otherwise.
Oh, sorry,
I'm like,
Xavier.
I'm with you, Zave. Georgia said sock, walk around to find shoe.
Yeah, understandable.
And then Mark said, no socks, just shoe.
Oh, mate, that's a bit much, I would have thought.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Today, Julesy,
it's Wow Day.
It's Wow Day. Wear Orange Wednesday.
Yes, now this is to support the volunteers for the SES and just recognise what they actually do for our community.
Yeah, and volunteers in general as well, because it is Volunteering Week this week. So I thought we'd get Tina Williams, who is the CEO of Volunteering WA on the show, the big boss. Morning, Tina. What do volunteers mean to WA?
Oh, good morning. Hey, look, we could not survive without our volunteers in Western Australia. They contribute so much to our communities. We have over 600,000 volunteers.
Whoa.
National. Yeah, it's huge. And they actually contribute over $39 billion to the state's economy.
Jeez.
Now, without our volunteers, we really couldn't function. If you imagine just from the moment you're born to the moment, you know, you take your last breath, every touch point in your life will be impacted by volunteers at some stage or other, whether you're volunteering or you're the recipient of a volunteer. But just to put that into some context as well, you know, you said about the SES Wear Orange Day today.
Yeah.
Our emergency volunteers, I don't know in this state how we would survive without them.
Oh, absolutely. The dedication that they put in to what they do. I've got a couple of friends that do work with the SES and, you know, they can be called out at 1 o'clock in the morning to go out and, you know, and to attend and support a car crash. And then
absolutely.
Be there until 6 o'clock in the morning and then go home, have a shower, wake up and go to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I should say as well, I mean, just give a plug to the employers too, because they really support our volunteers in
that
letting them,
true.
You know, certainly the emergency volunteers.
I mean, not only are they volunteering for the, you know, the emergency services, but then they have to volunteer to do the fundraising for their own emergency services as well.
And that's really tough. I do want to mention, though, it's actually 60 years of service to SES this year to the community. So that's pretty. That's a significant anniversary for them too. So I'd really encourage people, if they've got anything orange in their wardrobe, it doesn't matter, just wear it today.
Yes.
And, you know, post it on social media. Let people know how grateful we are, you know, for what they do in our communities, because they really deserve a pat on the back.
And Tina, if someone wants to get involved and become a volunteer in not just emergency services, but in any way, what's the best way for them to go about it?
Oh, look, we have many different ways that you can find out about volunteering in your local area. The easiest way, I would say, is just to hop on to volunteeringwa.org.au and straight away you'll see what we call a search widget. And within that widget, you can put in the things that you're interested in, the types of causes that you're interested in, but also your postcode.
Lovely.
Also, what type of volunteering you'd like to do. So whether it's a one-off or whether you'd like to do something for a couple of hours each fortnight. There's so many positions on there. In fact, there's probably around 10 or 11,000. So, you know, there are plenty of options out there.
Tina, and thank you so much for the work that you guys do. And
for pleasure.
Shedding a bit of light on the fantastic people that are out there volunteering, helping us out every day.
Thank you very much for having me on. And volunteering does make a world of difference to us all. I'd like to thank everyone who volunteers out there. And if they don't, give it a go. Thank you very much. Happy Volunteer Week.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.